Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I am your host, Stephanie Wallace, along with co-host Tyson Cherry. How are you today, Tyson?
Hi, fine, fine.
Good.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. Just a little bit under the weather, but I'm okay. I'm a fight through it. I'm a trooper.
Okay.
I'm a soldier.
Okay, that's good.
How was your week?
Oh, fine. I ain't doing much. I thought my friend was coming this week, but I forgot he had the week off. He took vacation. Yeah.
Oh,
He
comes to your house? Your trainer comes to your house?
I meet him at the gym.
Oh,
he's
okay.
He's away with me in the gym or out at the house or outside, you see? Yes. I cannot complain about that. I got a good thing going for me.
Mm-hmm.
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
How's
yes.
your training
and
going?
He don't charge too much. It's going good. I know that I'm getting stronger and stronger. Yes, I do see myself now because before I did not see it, but now I do. Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference because I'm getting more confidence too. Yes.
Oh, good.
It makes
a big
difference. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's really good. I like that. I like to hear that. You know, so what are you working?
Yeah.
Is this a regular gym that you go to, or is it a gym for people with disabilities?
Yeah. So
a regular gym.
A regular gym for everyone. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Were they welcoming when you came, or did they seem a little bit apprehensive, a little scared?
No, welcoming. But you know what it is that when I first started, I was nervous, you see. And once I kept going, some people think you are a joke, you see. When you first come over, they think you are like just 2 weeks, and that's it. But once you continue, they say, oh, he's serious, huh? He's serious. They're so surprised to see me, you see. They were surprised, yes.
Good.
What
cool.
made it so interesting that strangers came up to me and said, you're my inspiration. Oh, my goodness.
You are
doing a lot. You're my inspiration. Just do more. I was very surprised. Yes.
That's good. That's good. I like to hear about businesses that are accommodating to us, you know, and I like to, you know, to mention them. Or whatever. What gym do you go to?
Yes. I go to Vicky's gym. Right there. It's located on the Atlantic Avenue. Yes.
Okay, good. Because I like to, you know, when we can find businesses that are not afraid of us or, you know, that are accommodating to us and welcoming, you know, and not just because they have to be, they actually seem to enjoy us as customers. You know, I like to mention them.
Right.
My week was pretty, it wasn't that exciting, you know, it was uneventful. You know, I want to say congratulations to you guys at the men's group for making a year, which is great, you know, because... I'm really happy for you guys. I really am.
Yes.
And you'll find that you guys will grow closer and closer together. You know, I like it.
Yes.
I love it. And thank you for inviting us.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. But pretty much,
time.
That was the event.
Yes.
That was the event for me this week. I didn't really do much this week. I was lazy this week.
Okay, get here.
But what I did do, when I left there, I ended up catching a bus downtown. So I got on the bus, went downtown, and then from there, I rode home. You know, me and my son, we rode home.
Mm-hmm.
And my scooter, in the middle of 9th Avenue, I'm going across 9th Avenue, and it shut off. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, I couldn't. And when
I turned it on, tried to go get it, and shut off. In the middle of the street. My son had to drag me out of the street. You know, that's the first time I had ever gone. Because I rode for a long time. And I always forget to charge my scooter. Always forget to charge my scooter.
Yes.
And I rode for too long. You know, I'm so glad I had him with me and that he's strong enough to, you know, to pull me out of traffic or whatever. But I learned my lesson. I will be charging my scooter because I don't need that.
But it makes a difference. I charge my kid every night. I do not forget. I put the, like, when you make your bed, charge my kid too.
Because I do not
forget.
Yeah, I always forget. I will forget to charge my scooter for a week. Because I usually don't go far. Like, I'll go out, but it's usually like I'm getting on Accessoride, going into where I'm going, coming back out. So I don't really use it all that much, you know, unless I'm going somewhere in the neighborhood or going to the doctor. I'll drive to the doctor. But other than that, you know, I don't really get good long time use, but I learned my lesson. I got it. But what I wanted to talk about today.
That's my biggest fear.
Pardon me? What'd you say?
Okay.
You went out.
Hello, yes. I'm here.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Sorry.
Okay, what did you say?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What I wanted to talk about today was pity party and how people they tend to sometimes, I'm not going to say everybody, but a lot of times what I get, people who, you know, they treat you like you're in such a pitiful condition, you know, and it bugs the hell out of me. It really does. It bugs the hell out of me. It's like my condition doesn't bother me as much as it bothers you, you know, and that it gets me, you know, because one, you are not looking at me and taking me for who I am. That's the one. You're not even considering the person that I am as much as you can considering my condition. And what you're really doing is projecting that, you know, this is something that you don't feel like you can deal with. You know, you know how people always say, you know, if that was me, I don't think I, you know, that's, if it were you, you can't imagine yourself having to deal with it. But I'm doing just fine, you know, and one of the things that brought it up to me was I was talking to a girlfriend, you know, well, me and my sister had a conversation, and my sister said, you know, because we always talk, right? We always talk. But we didn't see each other that much. So when she would see me, she said she would feel shocked. She said, because you sound like my sister, but you don't look like my sister. You know, you know, because I've lost a considerable amount of weight. And, you know, just different things. I look, I'm in a wheelchair. You know, it just looks like I'm about to die. You know, I made a joke one time. We went to a funeral. And I said, everybody keep looking at me like, yeah, you next.
Yes.
You know, it's like, you know,
I get
but,
that
too. So it's not just me. She made a comment because now she's, you know, here with me. She made a comment. She said, I feel like I'm here so you won't die. And I was like, what? You know, I was like, all right, you had that one. But I realized that I do more now than I did before.
Yes.
You know, I would never, Tyson, I would never have signed up for a dance class. I would never have done a fashion show. You know, I'm doing things that I would never have done. And, you know, one of the things I'm waiting to do, I'm looking forward to doing, skydiving.
Skydiving.
They have
not me.
Wheeling forward.
No way.
Wheeling forward. I'm looking forward to doing it because I feel like it will help me get over some obstacles in my life. You know, like, look at hell, if you could skydive, you could do anything. You know, get over fears that are there that hold me back. You know, so that's what I'm looking forward to doing. And these are things that I would never do before. You know, my girlfriend pointed out to me, we've been friends since 2000. You know, she said, you're going to your doctor more than you, you know, I used to, please, I'll blow off an appointment in a minute. You know, but she's like, you're keeping up with your appointments and you're doing things that you said you would do. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'm better off being disabled, but I'm not as bad as they think it is. You know, they're just looking and you're looking from how you would feel if you were me or in this type of condition. You know, and they don't realize that you adapt. You know, you adapt to being disabled.
So you
some of
do,
us
yes, you do.
You know, yes. And you make that decision. At first, you may be a little bit, you know, down, but you make that choice and that decision that this is not going to be something that holds you back. And, you know, like, you know how you said people have come up to you and said you inspire them. You know, by being at the gym, when you when other people see you, you know, it's like because it might be something that another person with a disability probably didn't even think they could do. You know, probably just didn't go put in their mind, but then they see you doing something, and it's like, oh, let me get at a shot. Things like I went rowing one time, and I never would have thought to do that, Tyson. Never would have thought to do it.
Yes.
But it was fun. It was fun. You know, I got my big foot stuck up underneath the bench, but it you know, once we got that unstuck, which took up the time for the ride, it, you know, we ended up having a good time.
Yes.
But it's things that, you know, you see others do that say, oh, okay, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. You know, so.
Yes.
You know, have you ever had any situations where you felt like people were pitying you?
Yeah, I just had one just now. Yes, I had one just now with one gentleman. I was being pitied, but this is one situation that this gentleman said that he was going on the cruise and being disabled. I think that people go on cruise that disabled. He said, we can go on cruise. We can do anything you want to do. I do not think that at all, yes. I did not think that. But ever since he told me, I want to go on a cruise now, I'm going. Yes, I am. I made up my mind. I'm going to go for sure. Yes.
Ain't nothing
stopping me. No way. I'm not letting nothing stop me from doing what I want to do. From now on, I'm not.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good. Have you since being disabled, have you let things stop you and then, like, there's a change when you realize, hey, I could do what I want to do? You know, what was there a time when you were like, nah, that's okay. I'm disabled. I can't do that. I don't want to do that. I don't. You understand what I'm saying?
Not yet. Not yet. I can't think of not right now. Right now.
Because I think in the beginning of my disability, you know, at first, like when I first started using a walker, in the very first beginning, you know, I was like, I got it in February, and I was going to, I remember I was going to Florida, and I was like, I hope they deliver this thing before I leave for Florida, because I know there's a lot of walking in Florida. And I got my walker, And I was, Tyson, while I was here, I'm going over the snow, you know, and all that stuff like that. And I was like, oh, okay, I love this thing. You know, but then as my legs started getting worse and worse and worse, it just became like dragging tree trunks. And so, you know, when I got the chair, that was like another freedom.
Okay.
You know, where I could go places and do things. But that wheeling a chair is not that easy.
Mm.
It looks like it's easy.
No.
Especially if you're watching people who've been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they make it look easy. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do. They do. I had this little bitty hill outside of my house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tyson, it was such a slight hill outside of my building. And I was struggling, trying to get up the hill. This little old lady with a walker, little old lady with a walker, but do you want me to help you? I'm like, no, I'll get it. Because I was also determined to be able to do this on my own. You know, I knew I had to do this on my own if I wanted some type of independence. But when I got my scooter, that was it. I'm done. I love my scooter.
Yeah.
I remember my sister went out.
I did the same thing. You tried to go forward, and it would not go forward at all. So what I did was turn around in the chair and go backwards. And it did easier. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I went back up the damn hill.
Oh, okay.
I could not believe it, but it worked. It worked. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It worked.
Yeah, you figure things out.
Yes. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes.
Because there's no...
easier for you.
Right, exactly.
No
exactly.
Menu, no nothing. Yes.
Right, exactly. No manual, no training. Exactly.
No.
Because I felt like I missed a class or something. You know, like, you know, okay, you're disabled. Here's your equipment. Figure it out. And I felt like there's some type of training should come with this or something. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But when I got to physical therapy, they tried to teach me how to, like, do a wheelie in the in my chair so that I can get up on the curb, you know, and things like. I couldn't get. I was too scared. I was really too scared. My sons were trying to teach me because they're always doing wheelies in my chair. When they sit in my room and talk to me, they sit in my chair and they just doing wheelies and they talking to me and turning around and all that.
Yes.
So my son was trying to teach me, but. That's okay. That's all right. I don't need to pop no wheelie.
No way. Even when I first got sick, and then my cousin was going to pick me in my chair and carry me down some stairs. I said, no way. No. If you drop me, what am I going to do?
Wait, you didn't put you in your chair and carry you down the stairs?
I was already in that chair. They wanted to carry me down the stairs. I said, hell no.
In an electric chair?
Elevator.
In your electric chair? Oh.
No, my manual chair at the time, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah. I don't play with that kind of stuff either.
No way.
I don't even really like anybody pushing me. I don't even like people pushing me.
And
it's like, if I trust anybody to push me, it's my son. You know, because, and I'm yelling at him the whole time. You know, slow down, you know. So, but other than that, I don't know. Don't like it at all. So, but with the scooter, it's like I said, that freedom. And I remember I was coming from the movies or something like that with my sister, and I'm riding, and she's jogging beside me. She said, you don't mind if I jog beside you, do you? I said, no. She said, slow the hell down.
Oh,
I didn't even realize I was
bad. Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and yeah. I always end up leaving because I get zoned out when I get in the chair in the scooter. I just want to go. It's like I want to be with y'all, but
yes.
I just want to go.
Yes.
You know that's
well,
it.
I had to tell my friends that I would be the but believe my friend got sick. I told them I'm not beside you. I'm not in front of you. But turn around. I might be behind you.
Uh-huh.
I might be behind you. Yes. Mhm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm not in front of them no more. You see, and I'm not on the side of you no more. I will
uh-huh.
be behind you most likely.
Just okay.
Take time and turn around. I might just be there. You see.
Mm-hmm.
Mhm. I don't tell them that sometimes. They don't realize it, you see.
How long have you been using your electric chair?
It's been about, this is my second one. It's been like 8 years. Eight years, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. But all I still have the damn board in here. I still run into things. Yes. I don't know why, but But I have a license, driver license, but I can't still. It's something about the wheelchair. I think it suits a little bit more than the car, a little bit more. Cause I told you I had wars. I do not know why. I still had the war as all these years. It's something. It cannot be me. It cannot.
Is it hard to control?
Yes. No, it's not hard to control. You see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I had to put on a lower speed to go through a doorway. It don't
all
make
right.
no sense at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are your doorways jacked up? Do you have a lot of bangs and marks on your wall?
Yes, by me, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. Me and my mother be arguing about the way that I messed up the house. She be saying, you just don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck about the house. And we'd be arguing back and forth.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, you don't get it, it's not yours. Yes. I said, believe me, I care. But I do not know what's going on. I do not know. I really don't. I don't.
Is it your vision, maybe?
Or
do you think it's your vision?
It's not my vision either.
Oh.
No.
Or maybe you just can't drive, Tyson. Maybe that's. Maybe you just can't drive. Now, this I find I'm a pretty good driver, but I can't see well.
Mm-hmm.
But I can drive that scooter. I'm not good at night.
Okay.
I'm not good at night. I have to have somebody with me at night.
Okay.
I have to have somebody with me.
Mm-hmm.
I started actually when I was coming home the other night. I started crying because I was rolling, and my son said, "Mommy, stop." And I stopped just right before I went over the curb, you know, and it was a high curb. And he was like, "No, Mommy, it's over here," you know, because he usually points out the curb cuts or he'll walk, you know, down the curb cuts. So then what he started doing is he just walks in front of me and he just clears a path because you saw how big he is. You know,
okay.
He walks
and he
walks wide and he clears the path for me. And I just ride behind
him. Okay. That's nice.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel very safe when I'm with him. I feel safe when I'm
because
he knows
good.
How to, you know, the
that's
other children
good.
Don't really know how to,
mm-hmm.
how because we've been together the longest, you know, with me using the chairs and stuff.
It makes a big difference. Too.
Yes.
It makes a big difference, yes.
It does. It really does. But what I've had to force myself to go out on my own and do certain things. You know, I really had to force myself to go out on my own and do certain things because I want you to go with me, but I kind of don't because I want to leave you, you know. I want to just ride fast.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to just really start doing some things on my own and not being so afraid. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
It's like you want independence, but you know you need people.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of situation I'm in. I want independence, but I need people.
I tell my aunts, I will call you if I need you. Please, if I don't need you, because I will try for the first time. If I don't, I will call you for sure. I know your name. I will call you for sure.
Oh, goodness.
Because some people are not like that. They sit and wait for the person to do for them, and that makes your bones your bones more weak. It affects you more. Yes, it does. Don't sit there and have them do it for you. Do it yourself.
Now, see, what I find, suspect that my son does is put things, like I usually put things within my reach. Like if in the kitchen, I put things within my reach that I can reach from my chair. Now, he puts things higher. Now, I don't know if he's doing this to force me to stand up and get it or if it's just his natural height, you know, because he's so tall, you know. But I really suspect that he does it on purpose to make me, you know, stand up and get it. You know, and then I get mad. I do, because I feel like I have things convenient for me.
Same thing.
Okay.
Yes. I feel the same way. Like, when I'm about to chill for stuff in the bedroom, if she don't want me to see, she put it up higher. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get to it, you see? And she being, like, she being slick. But I realize it, yes. But she think I don't realize it. So when she does stuff for me, like if we'll have a half or something, I know that she put the good stuff up top and leave the bad stuff for me at the bottom. So the first thing, not going to put that, I think from the top, not from the bottom. Yeah.
And with grocery shopping, Lord, this is just such an issue with me and my son going grocery shopping because he wants me to park and he wants to say, okay, what do you want? We only have 90 seconds left. Are you kidding? That went by so fast. We have 90 seconds left, Tyson.
Yes.
It's time for us to say goodbye.
Okay.
Aw.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
It's time for us to say goodbye. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook at LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. You can check us out on Twitter at LAID, Safe Space. You can drop us a line on in our email at Love and Intimacy for the Disabled at gmail.com. And don't forget, you can always find us here on Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can join in the show, and that would be at 347-308-8494. We look forward to seeing you each and every week. Don't forget to join us. Bye-bye.
Yes, one thing is that if you have a topic that you would like for us to talk about, leave that comment too and join us.
Yes.
Of course, your voice needs to be heard also.
That's right. If you have a topic that you want us to talk about, leave us a message so that you can join the conversation and we can hear your voice too. Thank you. Good night.